Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Tainis Daf Yud Aleph. We're starting Yudam Beis at the bottom line, all the way at the end with the words Shem Shal Shabbos Minayin. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Shar Batsi Biakam Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So this whole Amud of Yudam Beis was discussing the relevance of the 18 brachas that we have in Shemayna Esrei and why specifically the number 18. So we continue with other Shemayna Esreis. The Gemara tells us Shem Shal Shabbos Minayin. What do the seven brachas of Shabbos Shemayna Esrei correspond to? We know that we have the classic first three and last three that we have in every Shemayna Esrei, but then we have a middle one bracha for Shabbos. It's a total of seven. What does that correspond to? Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on top. Or Yitzchak tells us Keneged Shiva Koil Shekasev B'Havel Hashem Bnei Elim. That corresponds to the seven times we have the word Koil in the Perek Tehillim B'Havel Hashem Bnei Elim. This is the second time we're mentioning this Perek Tehillim in the Gemara. We had it previously as well. This is the last paragraph we say as Kabbalah Shabbos right before Lechadaydi, and so we know it says the word Koil seven times over there. That's what the Shabbos Shemayna Esrei corresponds to. And Rambam reading on to Dari, he gives a different explanation. Keneged Shiva Azkaras Shekasev Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. It corresponds to seven times we have Shem Hashem in the Perek Tehillim Mizmor. Now we go into different Shemana Esrei. Teisha Shal Rosh Hashanah Minayin. What do the nine of Rosh Hashanah Shemana Esrei correspond to? So Rabbi Bakar Tigna, he says, Kineged Teisha Azkar Shekasev Parshas Chana. They correspond to the seven mentions of Hashem's name in Parshas Chana. And Uksiv B'Soifa, what does it say at the end of that? Hashem Yadin Afsei Aretz. And so we see that these nine Azkaras have to do with Din. So that would be Rosh Hashanah. Another Shemana Esrei, Esiv Arba Shal Tainius Minayin. What do the 24 brachas of a fast day Shemana Esrei correspond to? So Rabbi Chalwar Shmuel Bar Nachman, Trein Armin both of them say, Keneged Esim V'Arba Pa'amim, Shekasev Parashas Shleima, Rina Tfilat China, corresponding to 24 times, it says, by Shleima HaMelech, the words Rina Tfilat China, and that's what it's for. Now going back to discuss Tainus Tzibur, Reb Zeir says, B'Shem Reb Yirmiyah, Yachad B'Tainus Tzibur, Tzarech L'Hazker Me'ina Ma'ayra, an individual by Tainus Tzibur, when he's davening his quiet Shemayna Esrei, he has to mention Me'ina Ma'ayra, meaning he has to mention something about the fast day, and V'Heichnu Aymra, when does he say that? So according to Reb Yirmiyah, Bein Gael Yisrael Refei Chaylim, he says it in between the Brach of Gael Yisrael and the Brach of Refuah of Refei Chaylim, and the question is Mahu Aymer, what does he say? And here we see a similar girsa to what we have in our Shemana Esrei. The following is said, Anenu Hashem Anenu Ba'esuv Ayin Azois, answer us Hashem, answer us in this time and period, Kibitzar Gedol Anachnu, for we're in a great Tzara, Al Tasar Benechem Menu, don't hide your face from us, Al Tzalam Tchina Seinu, don't ignore our entreaties, Ke'ata Hashem Kel Chan Rachom, because you Hashem are a God who is gracious and compassionate, Ayin Be'es Tzara, you answer at a time of Tzara, Paidu Matzal B'chol Es Tzuka, who saves and redeems at every time of difficulty, and they would cry out to Hashem when they're in time of distress from the difficult situations, he would take them out. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, ha'ina beis tzara, who answers at a time of tzara. Now if machlekes, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shmuel, says, b'shem de beis Yanai, I'm Rabbi Shemei Tefillah, something regarding the fast is said in Shemei Tefillah, it's not a separate bracha in between God Yisrael and Rafa'inu, it's said in Shemei Tefillah. Now we have a third shita, Rabbi Yanai says, b'shem Rav, afilu yachet shegazer al atzmai tainis, even an individual who decides he's going to take upon himself that he's going to fast, he has to mention Me'ina Ma'ayra, something about a fast day. Now, we have another discussion, where, or really, how often does a person say Me'ina Ma'ayra? Does he mention the fast day when he's fasting? He says it like the night of Shabbos and his daytime. In other words, the same way Shabbos Shemayna Esrei, we say Friday night and Shabbos day. Same thing, fast day, when we mention the fast day in Shemayna Esrei, we do that both at night and during the day. Now, Rav Mani, he says, unclear, I didn't check into it. In Kadad Rav Yirmiyah, do we hold like Rav Yirmiyah that Anenu is said as separate bracha? In Kadad Rav Yanai Rav Shmuel, or is like Rav Yanai Rav Shmuel that it's said in Shemayat Tefillah? And Salkas L'Sidra, I went to the Beis Medrash, and Rav Shamas Rav Chana B'Shem Rav, I heard Rav Chana saying the name of Rav. Now, feel Yachad Shigazal Atzmai Tainis, even an individual who decided that he's going to fast, Tzarech L'Hasker Me'ina Ma'ayra, he has to mention Me'ina Ma'ayra, and Hasiv Rav Yaisa, Rav Yaisa asked him, how could you say that? Almost Nisa Paliga, we have a brisa which argues. This brisa tells as follows, B'chol Yom Mispal Adam Shemayna Esrei. Every day a person has to daven Shemayna Esrei, that's going to be lafuke, to exclude the shita who holds that you don't have to daven the full 18 brachas every single day. You could actually daven Me'ein Shemayna Esrei, a shortened version, if you want, which we're going to see more on Amud Beis, what that's referring to. But this brass is clearly telling us you have to daven the full 18 brachas every single day. And also, if Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Kippur, Matzah Tanis Tzibur, you have to daven the 18 brachas, Matzah Shabbos, even though people want to get back to their business already, so they want to daven a short Shemayna Esrei and a Matzah Yom Kippur, when people for sure want to break their fast, they want to daven quickly, and they would want to daven a short Shemayna Esrei, but still they have to daven a full 18 brachos. And what do we see from this brayso that Rabbi Yosef is using to ask a question? Min ma da'am Rabbi Yosef, from that which Rabbi Yosef had said, Masnisa Pliga, that this brayso is arguing, Havitasus Ben Goyal Yisrael Refei Chaylim, it must mean that he had understood from Chon B'Shem Rav that it's supposed to be placed as a separate bracha in between Goyal Yisrael and Refei Chaylim, and that's why he's asking from the brayso, which says that only 18 brachas are supposed to be said and not 19. Because if it was supposed to be a separate bracha, that means on a fast day, 19 would be said, but it didn't say that. It says 18 are said, so clearly we see that he holds that it's its own separate bracha. Now we continue discussing something similar. Rav Achbar Yitzchak says, "Rishon Ruchana Ruba Tzipayren Yachid B'Tisha B'Av Tzarich Laskir Min Ha'Ma'ira." An individual davening on Tisha B'Av, he also has to mention something Min Ha'Ma'ira, something that has to do with Tisha B'Av. And Umau Aimer, what does he say? So we call the following Nachem, because in our Shemoneh Esrei that's how it starts. However, Yerushalmi's version is slightly different. Rachem Hashem Alekin Rachmecha Ramcha Zdecha Ne'amanim. Have mercy, Hashem our God, with your great mercy and trusted Chesed. Aleinu V'Yisrael Amecha, on us and on your nation Yisrael. V'Yerushalmi Recha, and on your city Yerushalayim. V'Atzim Mishkan Kvedecha, and on Tzion, the resting place of your Kavod. V'Al Ho'ir Ho'Avela, and on the morning city Ho'Arusa, that's destroyed. Hashemim, that's desolate. Hanusun B'Yadzarim, that's given to the hand of strangers. Harmus B'Chafaritzim, that's trampled in the hand of destroyers. V'Yvalu L'Gyanais, legions have taken over it. V'Chalu Avdei Psilim, idol worshippers have desecrated it. Kil Yisrael Amchanasata B'Aval Nachla, you had given it to the Yidden in love as your Nachla, your heritage. Ulzer Yeshurun Yerushai Rashta, and to the offspring of Yeshurun, which is another reference to the Yidden, you gave it as an inheritance. Kibo Esha Chraftu B'Esha Ta'asil of Naisa, you destroyed it with fire and you're going to rebuild it with fire. Karmer, like the Pasuk says, Vani Eyalonu Mashem Choymas Esh Saviv Ul Chavad Eya B'Saicha, and I will be for it by the word of Hashem, a wall of fire surrounding, and for covet I shall be within it. Now the question just is, where is this said in Shemoneh Esrei? So Avod Mitzipar in Balkum Yerav Mani, he said, Echen Uaymer, where is this said? So Amr Lehi told him, Vadai Nat Lazoi, you're still asking about this? Kain Amr of Yirmi B'Shem Rav, is where Yirmi said the name of Rav, called over Shu Laba, Aymer Bavaida, anything which is future, we're asking that we want something down the line, that we want it to happen, that's mentioned in Avaida in the Bracha of Ritzei, and called over Shu LaShaavar, something we're mentioning regarding the past, Amr Bayadaya, that's said in Haidaya, which is in Maidim. And since this is a future thing, so we would say it in Ritzei. Now that's according to Yerushalmi, we know that the meaning nowadays is that we say it in the Bracha of Bani Yerushalayim. The Gemara just concludes, Masisa Amr Kain, we have a mission that's just like this. What does the mission Bracha say? That a person gives thanks for the past and he cries out regarding the future. And this is somewhat of a hint, it's just a reminder that if you want to say something regarding the past, that's done in the Bracha of Haidav Maidim. And if you're saying something regarding the future, that would be in a different Bracha, as we're saying here, Ritzei. Now we discussed what we had mentioned before, that there's something called Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. It's not the full Shemoneh Esrei, it's a shortened version. So that's what the Gemara asks, and here's the proper Girsa. Izuhi Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. What does that mean, a Me'ein of Shemoneh Esrei, that it's just a shortened version? So you're not following based on top. Rav Amar, he explains, Soif Kol Brachu Bracha, it's the end of every single Bracha, which means he says a little bit of every paragraph, and he concludes with that Bracha. Now the first three and last three, of course he says the full ones. It's just that the middle 12 Brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, for example, instead of saying the full version, Atochen Adam Das, so and so forth, all he says is Atochen Adam Das, Barchat Hashem, Chenin Hados. Next bracha, he would say, Slachon Avinu, Barchat Hashem, Chenin Rabbalaslayach. Now Shmuel Amr, he says that no, Rosh Kol Brachu Bracha is just the beginning of every single bracha. We're going to soon see in the Gemara what exactly that means. Now we have Brisa supporting both of these. Isra Netanyahu, there's a teaching of Brisa, Sheva Me'in Shemana Esrei, that's 7 Me'in the 18, and Isra Netanyahu, there's a teach, Shemana Esrei, Me'in Shemana Esrei, it's 18, which are Me'in the 18. Amanda Amr, Sheva Me'in Shemana Esrei, the Amanda Amr, the Brisa, that it's 7, which are the Me'in 12, Misaya Lishmuel, that's right for Shmuel, who holds that we have the first three, the last three, and all of the middle ones are condensed into one. Whereas Amanda Amr, Shemana Esrei, Me'in Shemana Esrei, according to the one that it's 18, which are Me'in the 18, Misaya Lerav, that's right for Rav, who holds that you're going to say all 18 brachos, just a shortened version of them. Rav Zeir Shalchem Nachum Gabe Rabbi Yana Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Zeir sent from Nachum, who is by Rabbi Yana Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Lehi asked him, Ezuhi Shevim Ein Shemoneh Esrei to Shmuel. What does that mean? 7 Me'ein 18 of Shmuel. What's Shmuel's opinion? So I'm going to explain to him as follows, that there's just one bracha in the middle. It's condensing all the 12 into one bracha. So we mentioned a little bit of all the 12 brachas. And so what is said? Here we go. Havi Neinu, give us understanding. That corresponds to Atochainen. We'd say Tshuva Seinu, let our Tshuva find favor. That's corresponding to the next bracha. Slach Lanu, forgive us. That's the next bracha. Then Goyalenu, redeem us. Rifachaylenu, heal us. Baruch Shnei Seinu, bless our years. Now we just pause because it depends if it's winter or summer, what's going to be said next. Rechagai says, Im Hayu Maisek Hisham, if it was the winter, Omer, he says, Gishmei Bracha, because we need rain. And Im Hayu Tlalim, if it was the summer, so we want dew, Omer Tali Bracha, he says, Tali Bracha. Again, it's all corresponding to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Going into the next bracha is, Kimifu Zarim Atam Makabetz, you gather all those who are scattered. Vesayim Alecha Lishbait, and those who stray, you have to judge them. Val Roshayim Tashes Yadcha, and regarding the wicked, you shall place your hand on them. Vyishu Kochai Sebach, those who put their trust in you, they're going to rejoice. Bebinyan Irecha, on the building of your city, Ubechidish Beis Mikdashecha, with the renewal of your Beis Mikdash. Kiterim Nikra Atasane, because you answer before we call out. Ka'amr, like it said, Vahyaterim Yikrova Ni'en, It'll be before they call, I will answer. Before they even speak, I'm going to hear. Baruch Hashem, ki shema kol tachnunoi. That's another pasuk. And how's this bracha concluded? Baruch ato Hashem, shema'a tefila. And so we see that we have all the middle 12 brachas of Shemana Esrei being represented by anywhere between 1 and 3 or 4 words in this one bracha, which concludes the Baruch Hashem, shema'a tefila. And va'aymer shalosh brachas rishonos v'shalosh brachas achronos. There's the first three and the last three brachas of Shemana Esrei. So according to Shmuel, that's a total of 7, and that's what we mean by me'ein Shemana Esrei. Now moving on to Halacha Gimel, going back to discussing what the Mishnah had said previously, that we have these 24 brachas in the Shemana Esrei of a fast day. So we have the regular 18 and an added 6. Now, 2 of those were Zechronis and Shifrais. However, we have a different opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, we didn't have to say Zechronis and Shifrais. Elo Amar Tachtehem, in their place, he says, Rav Kia Ba'aretz, Dever Kia V'Gaymer, which is a whole section of Navi talking about famine. And then the other one is, Asher Hayadvar Hashem al Yirmiyah al Dibri Abitzaris. And there's another discussion from Yirmiyah also regarding time of famine. And Va'imar Chayis Mehem, he says their conclusions, meaning the conclusions of all these 6 brachas that are being added in because of a fast day, there's a special ending, which we're going to see in subsequent Mishnahs what those are referring to. But now the Gemara explains, Kol HaBrachas Achisu Mehen. First of all, every bracha, when we conclude a section, we have to have Me'en HaChasima, which means before we end off Baruch Ato Hashem, fill in the blank, we have to mention something Me'en HaChasima, something that has to do with the conclusion of the bracha right before it. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Ve'en Oimer Bracha Pasuk. We can't say a pasuk right before the bracha, which means we can't say a bracha on a pasuk. However, Hazar of Yitzchak Bar Elazar, Kum Reb Yosa, Yitzchak Bar Elazar, as a friend of Reb Yosa, Mikivin Du Amar Achachos Mehen. Since you just said that first statement that we have to say Me'en HaChasima, that right before we make the bracha, we have to say something relevant to the bracha. So, Ve'en Bracha Pasuk. Do you even have a Havamina that you're able to say a bracha on a pasuk? The pasuk is not Me'en HaChasima. So, what do we even need to say that for? Now, the Gemara responds to this question. Amrin, they said, Chakim Hu Adain Talaya. This youngster clearly thought he was smart, meaning they're referring to Rav Yitzchak Bar Elazar, and so he thought he was smart by asking a question, but this is really not a good question in the first place. Why is that? Duhu Savar, he thought, meaning Rav Yitzchak Bar Elazar thought, that Rabbi Yaisa held the Mahu Achas Mehen. What does that mean, Achas Mehen? It's referring to this case, Shemai Oyen B'Shachris, that let's say he's holding Shachris time, V'Hizkir Shal Arvis, and he mentioned Myriv. For example, Myriv, we start out, Baruch Ato Hashem L'Kin Mechalam, Asher B'Dvaroi Myriv Aravim, and we know that Shachris, you're supposed to be saying Yetzer Arv Arichoshech, and he made a mistake. By Shachris, he started saying Myriv, but then he remembered V'chazer V'chasam B'shal Shachris. He went and he concluded with the Shachris bracha Yatsa, so he's Yotze, and that's okay. And that would be because everything goes after the Chasima, and since he concluded with the proper bracha, that's fine. However, that's not what we're talking about. Amar Vacher Vacha says Kol HaBrachas Me'in Chos Mehen. It really is like we had explained previously. The all brachas need to have a Me'in Chasima. The right before we conclude with the bracha, we have to say something that has to do with the bracha. And that's why it was important to mention that Me'en HaChasima is not allowed to be a pasuk. However, just a clarification of this, V'ilein D'Armin, these that say in the bracha of the Haftara, Tzahali V'Roini Yeshev Sion Kigala B'Kirbe Chedosh Yisrael, which is a pasuk, in B'Mishim Bracha Pasuk, it's not a problem having a pasuk right before the bracha, because that's the way the bracha happened to have been established. Right before we conclude with the Baruch Ato Hashem, we actually say a pasuk, but in all other situations, you're not allowed to conclude with a pasuk right before the Baruch Ato Hashem. Rather, what has to be before the Baruch Hashem is Me'en HaChasima, something similar to what the Baruch Ato Hashem is referring to. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalet, continuing to discuss these added brachas in a fast day Shemana Esrei, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day!